part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, you know what that means, Scott.
What does that mean, John?
It means it's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott, episode 95, part 3.
95, part 3, the heavy metal episode,
that's
John.
That's right, Scott. This is Chalk White. We're back on the shit.
On the shiznit.
On the shiznizzle.
You all right, man?
Yeah, why? What did I do? What did I do, man?
Yeah, you just seem a little slower than you did
you
in part two.
You do too, man.
I don't.
Here, listen to this tune. I did this myself. It's heavy, ain't it?
Yeah, that is heavy, man.
It's a drop D tuning, man.
No doubt, man.
No doubt.
Are you all right, dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want? What are you laughing at?
What's up?
Oh, my
chest hurts.
So
what do we got, man?
We got stuff. Hey, you know, I got stuff from the debate. You know, there was
the GOP.
The GOP had their grand old debate.
Didn't see anything about the GOP debate.
Oh,
what do you
it
got?
Was outstanding. This is the most outstanding stuff I got.
How many were there?
There was like 10.
10 of them? How do you control 10 people in a
debate?
I don't
know, but this is outstanding.
Outstanding.
Well, you know, usually these GOP guys, whenever...
like, the grand old party, John.
Yeah, whenever a very successful two-term president is leaving office, they like to kind of... connect with that success and kind
right.
of follow on the coattails.
For their election.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they decided to do that.
With the W?
And this is what they had to say, Scott.
Okay.
And now, the Republican presidential debates.
This is shit, right?
We're in the house of Ronald Reagan.
No.
You know, Ronald Reagan said Ronald Reagan was a president of strength. Ronald Reagan used to say those are the things that Ronald Reagan taught us.
Big ideas like Ronald Reagan.
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 President Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
President Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
President Bush.
There was one W reference?
Yeah.
Or is he talking about George Sr.?
But, yeah, they were at the Ronald Reagan Library or wherever the hell it was, and they couldn't get off Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Two-term, successful, dead president.
Nobody talked about the W.
Nobody. That was it. One George W. and then crickets.
Yeah, how could you possibly talk about the W? What would
without,
you possibly
without,
say?
Laughing. This is what cracks me up about these fucking bullshit ass debates. This cocksucker Chris Matthews, and I don't think the other dude, Brian Williams, did a great job either, really, you know, pinning shit on these guys and saying, okay, I like what you're talking about, these tax cuts and all this shit, but how are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay down the deficit? How are you going to take care of this trade deficit that we have that's causing the dollar to lose every minute value? How are you going to do this? Does he even, he never asked that. You know what his closing question was?
What?
It was, this is a serious question. Do you think we should have another Clinton. What are your feelings on another Clinton in the White House? And they started cracking up. They said, yeah, no way. We don't need another Clinton or Democrat in the White House. Well, what do you think they'd fucking say?
Duh. What a waste of time.
And then he talks
about it. And this guy still makes a salary? Yeah. And his bosses and then don't say.
Hard, and they calls him his show Hardball because he really gets the hardball debates. And the next day,
that's not why they call it Hardball.
No,
no,
you would know. You chipped your tooth on one, I heard. Anyway, so yeah, the next day he's on the Today Show talking about how he's so surprised at the response he got from the Republicans. But you talk to any black voter or left wing liberal. And they're like, oh, yeah, oh, he was amazed at the cultural difference between the two parties.
Yeah, I don't think it's cultural. I think it's
or whatever it was, not
brainwave
cultural. Or lack thereof of
right.
Brainwaves.
More succinctly put, John.
Yeah, right.
Yes, right. Not as verbose.
Right. Unbelievable. But that's the
what a shit. Chris Matthews.
I mean, none of the debates were any good smoker. Either side. You know,
I didn't watch any. I watch when it comes down to
the
last two there, Johnny.
Except, I guess McCain did have a real nice spaz moment where he tried to, you know, get up on the high horse about the Iraq War and we can't leave the troops behind. He had a W moment.
Really?
Yeah, it was silly.
Oh,
I'm thinking the guy is fucking totally shell-shocked.
Yeah, W definitely is, and he wasn't even in battle, John. I guess that's what happens when you're a chimp.
Well, maybe his ass was shell-shocked by Karl Rove.
Oh, I see that, right?
With a lot of shelling going
Jeff
back
Gannon,
there.
Jeff Gannon, a little yeah. Shell-shocked in the tetanus.
No doubt.
With God. Jeff Gannon's metototomy. Get this, John. Bush is to be removed from Welcome to Texas signs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say removed, period.
2 years after writing a law requiring highway Welcome to Texas signs to tout the state as the home of the W. State Representative Ken Paxton passed a bill that will remove the designation once the 43rd president leaves office.
Wow.
So hopefully they won't have to wait until 2008. Hopefully that'll be like within the next 2 months, John, with all this impeachment talk.
Well, get this, Scott. There's a video of stoning of a Kurdish girl in Iraq. A 17-year-old girl has been stoned to death in Iraq because she loved a teenage boy of the wrong religion. As horrifying video of the stoning went out on the internet, the British arm of Amnesty International condemned the death of Dukahlil Aswad. Aswad. Dukahlil Aswad. I'm sorry, man.
Aswad.
S-W-A-D, Aswad. As an abhorrent murder. And
it is, demanded. It's not funny, John. I don't know why you're making light of this.
I'm not. I'm just the name. And demanded that her killers be brought to justice. Reports from Iraq said a local security force witnessed the incident but did nothing to try to stop it. Now her boyfriend is in hiding in fear for his life.
Wouldn't you be?
Well, what? Isn't it time to get out of this fucked up country, man? Come on, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean,
which side do you take now?
You said, I don't know what the fuck he said about
Dukahlil Aswad.
Aswad said they need to be brought to justice, the killers, right?
Well, no, that's the person who died.
Yeah, whatever. They need to be brought to justice.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell
British
you who
arm
needs
of Amnesty
to be brought
International.
To justice, John. The culture in the Middle East needs to be brought to justice.
Right.
Because it's all fucked up. And I hear the story like this, John, where they're still stoning people over there. For bullshit, and I say, get everybody out of there and just nuke the whole fucking Middle East, because we got bigger issues. We got global warming, we got population, we got all this shit. Now, why not take out the stupid asses of the planet Earth?
No, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Because some will get out. They're like cockroaches.
That's fine. Some will get out, but basically
you
send a message.
More. Don't make more stupid asses.
Yeah, so from a global perspective, yeah, whatever. Just, you know, I was thinking about this today.
It's cyclical. That's what I meant to say.
I was watching The Little Mermaid with my son, John.
My God.
And there's this great scene. Have you ever seen it?
You know, I went to the faggot store with The Last Little Mermaid.
Have you ever seen the movie? There's this one part.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ursula, the sea witch, yeah, right? She signs a contract with not Poseidon. Who's the other sea god? Shit.
Poseidon. That's
there's
it.
Poseidon and there's somebody else. Triton, is it?
Oh, maybe Triton.
I don't know. One of those. Let's just say
he holds
Poseidon.
A trident.
Trident. Let's
that's
just say Poseidon.
Holding. Yeah.
So it's the daughter of Poseidon hooks up a deal with the sea witch, right?
Yeah.
And then when it's found out, and Poseidon confronts the sea witch. He takes his, what did you call it?
Trident.
And he tries to zap her. And she puts the contract out. And the contract, because the contract is valid.
Yeah.
Because there's some higher power that deems right and wrong.
Higher power that not only deems right and wrong.
Right.
But is real.
Is real.
Versus the mysticism.
And she holds up the contract and the thing bounces off the contract. And she says, ha! It's valid. Now, I'm thinking to myself, here's what I'd say to Kirk Cameron and that other cocksucker. So I'd say, hey, if God did create everything, why didn't he put this little thing in the whole of creation? This example I just gave you. So if you and I ever get in a disagreement, I hold up my contract or my thought or whatever, and you can try to zap me. And if I'm wrong, I'm dust.
Yeah.
If I'm right, hey, I'm right. Because God, you know, put that black and white right and wrong in there.
Yeah.
He put it in. You think how much money we'd save? We wouldn't even have a judicial branch.
But God gave us free will, Scott.
I understand. We still have free will to be a total cocksucker. No. And we'll get zapped for it. But he's the decider, John. He decides.
He's the decider.
So, like, we come back from practice, and you think I didn't load equipment appropriately. I didn't pull my weight. You could challenge me on that. And if I really pulled my weight, nothing happens.
Yeah.
If I didn't pull my weight, my balls fall off or something for 24 hours. Now, why didn't God put that type of justice system in?
Because he was lazy.
Lazy. He's a lazy-ass God.
Speaking of cider... Did he say cider?
I didn't say cider.
Decider.
Oh, decider. Yeah. Not insider.
No, I was saying, you ever drink decider?
Are you okay, man?
Have you ever had that? You never had hot dick and cider? It's delicious. You never had
No, I never had that, man.
Hot dick and cider. It's delicious.
I don't know if you know this, John, but also the state looks to pull anti-Bush license plate. Heather Mora loves the presidential license plates of her silver Prius.
Prius.
Encouraging the impeachment of the W. But somebody doesn't agree. And that somebody complained to the state. Now, South Dakota Division of Motor Vehicles is trying to recall the plate, which read the letter M, the word peach, and the letter W. M peach, W. And if Moran doesn't turn them in voluntarily, the state might send law enforcement officials to pick them up.
That's fucking bullshit.
Is that the biggest load of shit you've ever heard?
Oh, my God.
Who's running the state in South Dakota? That is fucking unbelievable, man.
Fuck you!
Fucking A.
That's what
I say.
Tetanus. Tetanus.
That's fucked up, Scott.
That is fucked up.
How about this?
What about this?
How about this?
You tell me. Come on, wise guy.
This is kind of science, though. Celebrity and a little bit of the right-wing bigotry of Bill O'Reilly. Study proves Bill O'Reilly. Do you have this one?
I do not have this
one. Study proves that Bill O'Reilly, nothing more than a fifth grade bully. The big giant head touts his show as the no spin zone. Apparently, no spin means resorting to name calling every 7 seconds.
Attack ad hominem, yeah. John.
Indiana University media researchers went through the torturous exercise of actually watching the O'Reilly Factor for 6 months to see exactly how O'Reilly filled his daily
Were they
hour
students?
Of airtime. Yeah, they're, yeah.
All right, they should just get an A just for that.
Yeah, right.
Just for having to watch that shit.
Indiana University, their conclusions? The IU researchers found that Bill O'Reilly called a person or a group a derogatory name once every 6.8 seconds. On average, or nearly 9 times every minute during the editorials that open his program each night. It's obvious he's very big into calling people names, and he's very big into glittering generalities, said Mike Conway, assistant professor in the IU School of Journalism. He's not very subtle. He's going to call people names, or he's going to plant or paint something in a positive way, often without any real evidence to support that viewpoint. Using analysis techniques first developed in the 1930s by the Institute for Propaganda Analysis, Conway, Grabe, and Greaves found that O'Reilly employed 6 of the 7 propaganda devices nearly 13 times each minute in his editorials. His editorials also are presented on the website and in his newspaper columns. The scariest notion that according to the 2005 Annenberg Public Policy Center survey, 40% of respondents considered O'Reilly to be a journalist.
That is scary.
That's fucking fucked up, ain't it?
That is. Well, you know, the first thing I thought is, okay, another stupid-ass study. If they came to us, we could have told them, O'Reilly's like a fucking fifth grader, and he's a bully. We could have told them that. They could have just given us the money for the goddamn right. study, you know? But then on the other hand, I'm thinking...
But how do you... But this is really vetting it, what we could have told them, and they did the research
they
and
did
said,
the research.
Okay.
And they came up with the propaganda
John and
stuff.
Scott are right.
Wouldn't have come up with the propaganda
right,
stuff.
Right.
But the other thing it makes me think is Bill O'Reilly has a show, so obviously the show makes money. And I don't know proportion of viewers to advertisers that requires, what that ratio is. But because of his success, it makes me think that the median of intellect in America right now is at a fifth grade level.
Yeah.
And that's why he's so successful is because he connects with fifth graders because he is a fifth grader. Fifth grade mentality. And that's what scares me, John.
Yeah.
That there's a portion of the population out there with a fifth fucking grade mentality. Yeah. Now, that's great for fifth graders.
Right.
But if you're fucking 40, it's not.
And you're a fifth grader. Fifth.
What grader. What did I say? Fifth?
I don't know.
What was I saying?
Fifth. Fifth. Fifth.
Fifth.
Fifth grader.
Fifth. Yeah, fifth grader. Like 50.
Today, Fitty. Today's my birthday. Hell no, motherfucker. What's he saying, man?
Yeah.
I got to talk street, man. Y'all think I'm Uncle Tom, man. Got an email from somebody about that. Did we talk about that?
We did not.
Yeah. Didn't we talk about that?
The TTN correction? We talked about it, yeah, but not on the air. Not on air, John.
Well, just to paraphrase, Christopher Dottie emailed us. Maybe I shouldn't have said his last name. Doesn't matter. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. he said, I'm 100% right, and I think he means both of us, about last week when we were talking about Barack Obama talking street in front of... The black community. Well, he does it both, but he also does it to the white community. He switches his tone. And
what does he do when there's? He looks out in the audience and
can't
50-50.
Tell.
What does he do?
I don't know. I didn't ask. It's not part of my thesis.
You all right, man?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, this guy, I think he's black because he says.
I'm
you're
black.
100% right. Many blacks I was around growing up and going from job to job, I have been the black sheep among my own people because I do not speak street. He goes on to say, I talk proper and use some but not a lot of big words, and I question everything and like to debate.
Here's a question I have. Can he speak street? Does he consciously choose not to speak street because he can, or does he not speak it because he can't speak it at all anyway? You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah.
So what he should do is call us, give us two phone calls to the TTN phone line. One in your normal voice and
right.
one with the same message in a street voice.
But anyways, he talks about being in Louisville, Kentucky and Lexington, and that he'd get shit for talking, you know, proper, speaking properly, and having an education. And he was very thought, you know, hey, what's wrong with that? And I think that's great. Somebody wants to have an education. That's fantastic. And they think he's, you know, snooty. And anyone trying to get an education, they'll call you Uncle Tom and trying to be white.
Hey, I get the same shit for living in Park Ridge, okay?
Yeah,
so I can relate.
Right, totally.
But education is the way to go. And these, in the mentality of these other people that would want to try to pressure you into not getting an education because you're selling out is the biggest load of shit on the planet.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Because the more education and the smarter you fucking are, the more secure you are in this fucking world.
And usually the really, really smart people, they get it. You know, they really want to help. Then there's those smart people. Like, you remember that movie in the movie Good Will Hunting?
Good Will Hunting,
where
yes.
Where the dude tries to impress the chick with his knowledge of whatever, like history,
math,
or whatever it was.
History.
And
right.
And here comes Good Will Hunting.
Good Will, yes.
And he comes up and he just flips out and just starts rattling off because he's got this uncanny ability to remember.
I don't think
everything.
He flips out. He just starts rattling off.
Okay, he just starts rattling off.
Very
but then
calm.
He does this great rant where he goes off on the dude and about, yeah, anybody can memorize a, you know, page 26 of third year chemistry and blah blah blah, and he goes on this diatribe on this guy, and then later on he has that great line: "Do you like fruit?" And he holds up the chick's number. "I got the chick's number. How do you like them apples?"
"Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
You fucker!
By that fucker, I'll kick your ass."
Fucking A, man. Well, you know, and we've talked about this on past shows. It isn't just education. I mean, you can have the education. You can have all these other things. Here's the two most important things you need to have to function: the ability to speak and the ability to write. You need those two.
Yeah.
In today's corporate world, you got those? You could do whatever the fuck you want. You don't even have to know what you're fucking doing. All you have to do is be able to speak well and write well. You can make shit up.
You got to have good math skills.
I disagree.
Oh, yeah, man.
Maybe in your line of work, yeah. You have to have good math skills.
Yeah.
Not
it's
in mine.
Supply chain and logistics. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
can't throw up a chart.
Throw up.
With a bunch of math and analysis.
Analysis.
I'll give you an example. I'll give you a quick example. A couple days back, I got an emails, right?
Right.
And they say a container is coming over from overseas to here, and they think it's going to get here according to the ship line, in the travel plan, the legs of travel. They say it's going to leave on this date and arrive on, it's going to leave date A and arrive on date B, right?
Got it.
I look at it and I say, that's bullshit. Here's why. Here's my analysis of the last 20 shipments that left your facility and arrived at mine. The average length of time from there to clearing customs was 16 days. You say it'll be at my door in 14 days. The length of time from customs to my door was 2 to 3 days on average.
The data just doesn't support
that. The data doesn't support that.
That's right, John.
And it didn't matter how fucked up my English was They saw that, and they changed their plan.
Do you like fruit, John? How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples? Hey, I went to the faggot store, and you know what? They were all out of apples.
Yeah.
You okay, Scott?
Yeah, I'm okay. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fan-fucking-tastic,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, all right?
Dude, I'm in another place right now.
My brother. My brother.
My brother. Hell no, man. My no.
Did you get this, John? Get this, man. Ex-CIA analyst, or do you say analyst? Forged yellow cake memo leads right back to Cheney.
Oh, Cheney.
A former CIA analyst claims that falsified documents, which were meant to show that Iraq's Saddam Hussein regime had been trying to procure yellow cake uranium from Niger, can be traced back to the Cheney.
Wow.
According to Tucker Carlson. No.
What?
According to Ray McGovern, who was on the Tucker Carlson show.
Tuckle.
Served for the CIA for 27 years, John. Yeah. That forged memo leads right back to the doorstep of the Cheney. Now, how many times do I have to say that? According to McGovern, former CIA Director George Tenet told his coterie of malleable managers at the CIA to create a national intelligence estimate to the terms of reference to Dick Cheney's speech, where Cheney said for the first time Saddam Hussein could have a nuclear weapon in a year. He's got all kinds of chemical. He's got all kinds of biological, John. McGovern, who had once chaired National Intelligence and Estimates, and claimed to have evidence that the memo leads back to Cheney. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I got a proofread. I read the same four fucking paragraphs in a row. Who's my writer? All right, hold on. Let me get the door.
All right.
All right, I'm going to get him to run back.
All right.
Hey, man, what's happening? Come on in. We're going to run back. Ready? Let's go.
Hold on.
Come on. Oh, he's got to stretch out.
He's stretching.
Come on.
Is he stretching?
Let's run back, man. Ready? Here we go.
Hold on. Hey, I don't think he's coming yet.
He's still stretching.
He's what the fuck's he doing?
Come on, man.
What the fuck is he doing?
Stretch out properly before I get a raise anyway.
What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know.
All right, I just ended up walking back to my mic. Phil, you going to come
is
or what?
Is he still doing it?
Well, he's still stretching out. Come on, man. We're in a hurry. What is the problem?
Hello?
Yeah, all right, then I'll walk back if you like. Walk, run, doesn't matter to me.
All right. Just walk your ass
all
back
right,
over here,
I
would
go.
You?
Good to see you guys.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, what the fuck was going on there?
What? He's getting in the time machine.
He likes to be in there. It's like his little news booth.
Unbelievable. Well, he's got his cans on, right?
Right.
All right. What else you got? Is that it?
Did you hear about Mitt Flip-Flop Romney?
Oh, yeah. He's all full of shit, that clown.
He changed his mind about his favorite book. Apparently, it's not Battlefield Earth. He actually said that was his favorite book.
No. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
No.
But he clarified, Battlefield Earth is his favorite novel, John. The Bible. Is his favorite book.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What a piece of shit.
Fuck you. Are we going to play these sound bites here? We got Laura Bush and.
If you want, yeah, just play him. Laura and two W's.
All right, here's
the latest W stupidity.
Here's Laura.
Ask Mrs. Bush about other challenges her husband is facing.
You know the American people are suffering, watching.
Oh, I know that very much. And believe me, no one suffers more than their president. And I do when we watch this. And certainly the commander-in-chief who has asked our military to go into harm's way.
What do you think the American public need to know about?
Well, I hope they do know the burden of worry that's on his shoulders every single day for our troops. And I think they do. I mean, I think if they don't, they're not seeing what the real responsibilities of our president are.
It must be hard for you to watch him in this.
Well, it's hard. I mean, of course, it's absolutely hard.
Oh, yeah, it's hard, all right.
Absolutely hard.
It's hard, the president.
So nobody suffers more than the W.
The W.
And I disagree with that, because I don't think clinical studies have proven that chimps get depressed.
Yeah.
So how could it, if a chimp can't get depressed, how could he suffer? That's what I'm saying, John.
Let's hear what the W has to say.
Okay.
Slowly but surely, the truth will be known. Either we'll succeed or we won't succeed.
What's your fucking point?
And the definition of success, as I described, is, you know, sectarian violence down. Success is not no violence. There are parts of our own country that, you know, have got, you know, a certain level of violence to it. But success is a level of violence where the people feel comfortable about living their daily lives. And that's what we're trying to achieve.
Anus. That's what the new definition of success is, John.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Where the people are comfortable with the level of violence.
Yeah. Isn't that what Kerry was talking about when he said to get it down to where it's just a nuisance?
Right.
Now he's following the footsteps of John.
Play the beginning of that clip again and listen to the W chuckle about the Iraq war. He's going to chuckle about it, and he suffers the most.
Slowly but surely, the truth will be known. Either we'll succeed or we won't succeed. And the definition of success, as I described, is, you know, sectarian violence down. Success is not no violence.
Okay, turn it off.
Either we'll succeed or we won't succeed.
And success is not no violence, John.
It's not no violence.
It's not no violence. Jesus Christ. He's got to be one of the worst communicators. What other one?
You got a commander one here.
Oh, right, right.
I'm glad we got the setup for this. So kiss our ass, Stefan C. We're not structured.
We need more troops to get to a position where we can be in some other place. The question is, who ought to make that decision? The Congress or the commanders?
Congress. The Congress.
As you know, my position is clear. I'm the commander guy. Yes, sir.
Wait, let me hear that again.
The commander guy.
I'm the commander guy.
We put in more troops to get to a position where we can be in some other place. The question is, who ought to make that decision? The Congress?
The Congress.
Or the commanders? And as you know, my position is clear. I'm the commander guy. Yes, sir.
Oh, he's talking about commanders in the field.
He's the commander guy.
No, he's a commander guy. He's for
he's
the commander.
He's the commander
guy. No, that's
guy.
What he said. Listen.
It is what he said.
I'm a commander guy.
I'm the commander guy.
No,
we put in more troops to get to a position where we can be in some other place. The question is, who ought to make that decision? The Congress?
Duh.
Or the commanders? And as you know, my position is clear. I'm a commander guy. Yes, sir.
I'm a commander guy. I'm like for the commanders.
So he didn't say I'm the commander guy?
No.
God damn it.
You silly ass.
It's much better if he said I'm the commander
all right,
guy.
Well, you know, you can't win them all.
Who knows what he said?
You can't win them all. You can't put bananas in his mouth, Scott. All right, is Phil ready?
Of course, John, I'm always ready.
Should we run it?
I'd like to say that Scott read one of my news stories. I crossed that off my list. Thank you, Scott. for reading that right in front of me, too. Take the wind out of my sails, but I'm a professional, John. I will move on. I will move forward, as it were.
Yes.
Keep moving forward. That should be a TTN slogan, don't you think, though, John?
You're right.
Keep moving forward. KMF. I'm ready when you are.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And our first story tonight.
Oh, my God.
Phil, settle down, man.
Shit myself.
Oh, sorry about that. Sixth grader admits to stabbing mother duck and ducklings with pencil. Fortunately, the ducks had Aflac insurance. Next story, John.
That was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Hermaphrodite calf born with six legs, no anus. A days-old black Angus calf romps about a central Nebraska farm just like any other. Only this one romps with six legs. He's a real freak, said Brian Sixkum, who said the calf was born Sunday to one of his cows. I've never seen anything like it before. The two extra appendages, one a front leg, the other a back, extend from the calf's pelvic area. The longer of the two extra legs doesn't quite reach the ground. The unnamed calf also has organs for both sexes and a surgically supplied rectum. Next story, John.
What? Damn near killed him.
An organization that provides support for people who renounce their homosexuality is suing a North Virginia school system for refusing to distribute its flyers to students. The lawsuit filed Tuesday in federal court in Alexandria by parents and friends of ex-gays and gays. Did you get that, John? Friends of ex-gays and gays, PFOX, accuses Arlington Public Schools of infringing on its First Amendment rights by arbitrarily refusing to allow distribution of PFOX materials. Fax County pays PFOX alleges in the lawsuit that other community outreach groups are routinely allowed to distribute material through the school system, but that Arlington school officials repeatedly ignore PFOX's requests. PFOX believes that no one chooses same-sex feelings or asks for them. But ex-gays demonstrate that those with unwanted same-sex attractions could seek help and information in overcoming those feelings.
How do you do that goddamn voice, man?
Next story's on Trade Secret. What do you do if you're a Chilean supermarket cashier and not allowed to take a bathroom break?
$1 trillion. I want $1 trillion. How many is a Chilean?
What do you do, John, if you're a Chilean supermarket cashier and not allowed to take a bathroom break?
A bathroom?
Yes, a bathroom break.
I don't know.
Depends. Chilean cashiers.
I told that joke. Similar this week.
Chilean cashiers claim.
I said, what does 80-year-old pussy smell like? Depends. Go
ahead. Chilean cashiers claim desperate measures, John. Cashiers at Chili's Santa Isabel restaurant, supermarket chain.
Oh, I thought you meant Chilean, like from Chile.
From Chile. Oh. Say their employer is so stingy that their work breaks that they have tried to resort to wearing nappies to make it through shifts without getting fired. Next story, John. Nude car wash gets blessing from local police. While they make your car shiny, you can do the same to your hot rod. A Queensland businessman says it was just trying to make an honest dollar with his topless and nude car wash service. For $55, you can get your car washed by a topless woman. And for $100, you could get a totally nude attendant with an X-rated show thrown in. Police say they have not received any complaints about the Bubbles and Babes car wash. A police spokesman said the business was run in a closed shed out of a public view and that there had been no indication of willful exposure. As it stands, it's not a police issue, he said. Next story, John.
Like hillbillies from the UK now. It's like you're doing, you're channeling Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins.
Holy shit, Batman! What? 3,500 pounds of bat shit found in attic. An upstate New York couple didn't think a few bats in the attic were much of a problem when they were buying
pot,
a house last
man.
Summer. Months later, they found out how wrong they were and discovered more than a ton and a half of bat shit up there. Nick Labota and Jenny Caputo say their home inspector informed them of the bats. They called an exterminator who told them to wait. Then they forgot about the bats until they smelled a foul odor in January. When they checked the attic, they found dead bats in piles of guano. The exterminator said, leaving behind 3,500 pounds of droppings. Next story, John. New Die Hard movie might be released with PG-13 rating.
What?
New Die Hard movie might be released with PG-13 rating. Yippee-ki-yay, mother. Mother.
Suckwad.
Sofa King retarded. Next story, John. Jury selection this week begins in Tacoma for the trial of a first person, charged in Washington under a law that made bestiality a felony. 26-year-old Michael Patrick McPhail of Spanaway is accused of having sex last October.
Sex lax, is that to make smoother sexual penetration? Hey, honey, pass the sex lax.
This isn't funny. Having sex last October with his family's dog.
What?
Pit bull named Sarah.
Oh.
He was pleaded not guilty to animal cruelty. If convicted, he could be sentenced to a year in jail. The Spanaways man.
What if the dog likes it?
The Spanaways man's wife caught him having intercourse with their 4-year-old female pit bull terrier on the back porch of their house Wednesday night.
Oh, no.
She reportedly took photos of the act.
What?
Next story, John. Brush fires blaze through cemetery, John. Brush fires blaze through cemetery. Hundreds are feared dead. Next story, John.
I heard they're dying to get into cemeteries.
All right.
People are just dying.
Next story, John.
People are just dying to get it. Get it?
Yeah. Feds.
Are fed up.
Hold 2 million cocks.
Hey, what are you?
Federal officials on Friday placed a hold on 20 million chickens.
What do you get when a FedEx truck crashes into a UPS truck?
I don't know.
Fed up.
Just like I'm getting with this. Next and last story. I've almost had it. Bay Area Church declares that spanking kids is God's will. Spanking the monkey, on the other hand, so far undetermined. And that's the news, John.
Wow. All right, thank you, Phil.
Thanks, man. Can you run to the door?
Let me get my cans off. No, I'm just going to walk.
All right, take it easy, dickweed.
Fuckface. Blow me!
Wow.
Whoa.
He was right on, man, with the news tonight.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. Right on.
Stellar.
Stellar news.
Performance.
I think that first headline, wow, that's going to win him a Peabody or something.
Peabody, all right. That's for sure.
All right, John, let's wrap it up here. We got Skype. We got a new website. We got a gig coming up. June 1st.
We got Stefan C. turning on us.
Oh, the most important announcement. We have no shows for the next 2 weeks, John. Next 2 weeks.
You got any access to a PC while you're gone?
Maybe. I'll have access on the 18th, possibly.
Ah. Maybe we could put together a best of or something.
John is going out of town. Scott.
I'll have my laptop so I can make a best of.
He's going out of town. See if we're on the terrorist watch list.
Everybody says, no, we don't want a best of. But you know what? If you get all the funny parts where we're just laughing
yeah.
for 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good best of.
Just us laughing?
Yeah.
Yeah. No
pretty
doubt.
Much.
We could do a best of somebody else's show. We could do that. Best
what?
Of.
What?
Somebody else's show.
Are you high?
Why, no.
Why couldn't there be a best of ours?
I guess there could be, but
I got
who's
a best of
that?
Of Saturday Night Live, and it's fucking great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I watch it all the time.
Well, that was 25 years that show's been on.
Yeah, well, we've been on two.
Not even. Has it been two?
Something like that.
Outstanding, John.
Outstanding.
All right,
it has
then.
To be two, isn't it?
I don't know. I'd have to think about
well,
it.
Well, how would we do 100, almost 100 in two, 1 year?
We're five away from 100.
Right.
So it is almost two.
We might have to just go right to 101.
Is it two or more?
We should go from 99 to 101.
Okay, let's do that.
Skip
fuck 100.
It. Skip 100.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Fuck that.
Fuck it. They didn't start right at 1 BC.
No, they didn't.
Or sorry, the other way, AD.
Yeah, the other way.
No.
I heard you.
Yeah. You hear me, don't you?
I heard you.
You feel me?
I knew
you
what you meant,
me,
man.
Scott?
No doubt.
You feel me?
I will.
Oh, there's the music. That means we got to go. All right. Well, thanks for listening again to Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And we're out of here, man. All right? All right?
All right, man.
All right, later.
Hi.
You're listening to John and Scott.
On Total Talk Nonsense.